Whether you grow mildly concerned or become an outright worrywart, few problems are solved just because we brood over them. Worry is a natural, common response to challenging conditions, and it's generally also a spectacular waste of time, not to mention drain of energy. And yet even the most stoic souls among us might begin to fret at the state of our world in reaction to the barrage of troubling news we're exposed to through the media. Physician Martin Rossman.
Before all our marvelous communication abilities, you're living in the jungle or the savannah or a village or a little town, and daily life goes on and there are things that affect us. But, you know, now we get every bad thing that ever happened or could happen to anybody anywhere in the world, either now or in the near future or in the distant future. And it's alarming to the brain. It stimulates that emotional part of the brain and that fight or flight response part of the brain. And then they send signals up to what I call our thinking brain, our cerebral cortex, our evolutionary prize that we're still learning how to use. And they get it all excited about how do we solve this problem, and it starts going around and around in circles. So we need to be able to, one, observe what we're paying attention to, observe what we're thinking about, make some choices, and then learn some skills in where we want to put our attention to interrupt those stressful responses, to make other choices in how we think about them. We have to learn we have to kind of upgrade our mental software so that we can process this run of information.
Dr. Martin Rossman, clinical instructor at the University of California Medical School in San Francisco, specializes in interactions between a patient's frame of mind and how the human body reacts. He's also author of The Worry Solution. Dr. Rossman likes to recite the ancient tale of five blind men, each feeling their way around an elephant. Depending on which part of the animal they touched, each had a very different description of what an elephant looks like.
Like the five blind men examining the elephant, you know, the way you approach the world has a great deal to do with how you perceive it. So some of the things that, some of the conclusions that we reach about the world may be objectively true in some way, which is very hard to assess. But a lot of our daily lives are very subjective. Let me give you an example that just makes it very easy to understand. I know two people who have won the lottery, and they had completely polar responses to it. And they won millions of dollars. And one person was ecstatic, and her life changed forever and for the better, and she, you know, was kind of blown out of the water and took some time to think about it and talk about it and make plans and so on and so forth. And she made a wonderful thing out of it. The other guy was an older guy, and he also was blown out of the water, but his world fell apart. He got so frightened by the responsibility of what he was going to do with the money and how he would deal with all the people who are now coming to talk to him or going to talk to him. It hadn't even happened yet, but he was right. That did happen. Anyhow, he got clinically depressed and developed really a clinical anxiety disorder. He had to go into, and it took quite a bit of therapy and even medications and so on for him to be able to deal with this. So they both won the lottery. But one went to heaven and one went to hell, in a sense. And the difference, what's the difference in that? The difference was what came to mind about that experience and how they processed that information.
Few of us will have to process the emotional roller coaster of winning a big lottery jackpot. But our lesser dramas may nevertheless appear very vivid, at least in the mind's eye. And if they are troublesome and our imaginations take flight, we can rapidly lapse into a downward spiral of unproductive worry, what Martin Rossman calls a hamster wheel of ruminative thinking.
And so we can stew in these juices, hyperarousal, and as a physician for 40 years and a student of mind-body medicine, I can tell you this is the great, even though there's a lot of talk about it, it's still kind of invisible, and it is the great unseen risk factor for almost every major disease.
So how does worrying by patients surface in your medical practice? And I'd like you to discuss something called the worried well, which is a very large number of people who visit their doctors about a medical complaint when in fact they are not ill. What's going on there?
Well, there's a lot of things that are going on. One is that even though the worried well don't have not generally developed a specific disease syndrome, thank God, they do have a great variety of symptoms that in themselves can be scary because anxiety, stress, or fight or flight changes the way your body feels. That's how you know you're scared. If it didn't change the way you felt, you wouldn't know that you were scared. You wouldn't be on alert. And if you look at the symptoms that are attributable to anxiety, it's typically a feeling of a very, very uncomfortable feeling. There are very few feelings that are more uncomfortable than anxiety. Typically lives in the chest or the upper stomach. There can be rapid heartbeat, palpitations, skipped beats, blood pressure goes up. People get neck pain. People get headaches. People get queasiness and nausea and upset stomach. Some people even get loose stools and diarrhea. In modern stress, or what's called type 2 stress, where we are reacting on a fairly continual basis to the things that we're carrying in our mind that frighten us, we are at a highly aroused level with a low to medium, sometimes even highly active fight or flight response without periods of rest and renewal, without periods of recharge. Many people never get a period of letdown, including even into the nighttime and into the sleep. And it has been said many times that, you know, somewhere between 50 to 75% of all visits to primary care doctors in the United States are basically for stress or emotional reactions, but they're manifesting physically. They're manifesting as chest pain, trouble breathing, headaches, can't sleep, nausea, stomach pain, sense that something bad is happening. That's a prominent symptom of anxiety, is a feeling of dread or impending doom.